I didn't actually plan on asking any more questions, but I guess at this point this would be a plea for help. I was just sitting in the audience and Nancy Romero came up to me. She just had a major operation a week ago. I learned just a little bit ago that she lives just a couple miles away from Kelly. I don't think this problem starts or stops at Kelly. She also was diagnosed with leiomyosarcoma, and I'm hoping that the county will find the time to look into leiomyosarcoma specifically, and my case, and the gentleman, and I'll provide you his name, who worked in Carlsbad for 10 years and does not live in Carlsbad. I'm hoping that you will consider us as a study.
What are the rates of your cancer?
Four people in a million
and
get. I don't know what the population of Carlsbad is, but I can't help but to find this. Pretty shocking.
Thank you. Are those two people standing? Forgive me, it's sometimes hard to see the folks in the back. So I think you've been there for a while. Can I take your question? Now I'll come back up here and then.
Dr. Wooten wanted me to address the last question. If you wanted to look beyond the city of Carlsbad, the next place we would be able to look would be San Diego County as a good comparison for leiomyosarcoma. And we can certainly look at that for San Diego County and see what the number of cases are for the data that we have and how many cases we would expect.
I know for my case, the doctors in San Diego County weren't able to help me, and I actually had to go to LA County to Cedars-Sinai to get help there.
And if you are a resident of San Diego County, yes?
Yes.
Cedars-Sinai would report it to us, and you would be recorded as a resident of San Diego County, so your case would be included for San Diego County.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry. San Diego County, I think, is a pretty big area, and considering I wasn't included in this study because I live 2 miles away, I would specifically request, if possible, a study with maybe, I don't know, a 5 or 10 mile radius of people who have lived and worked in the area. I mean, it's such a rare cancer, and we seem to be finding more and more of us. I can't help but think that there might be some sort of statistical significance, and I would request that a specific study to leiomyosarcoma would be added, since now there are 3 and possibly more. These are just people who happen to be aware of tonight's meeting.
So we can certainly work with you and the county to define the areas that you're concerned about.
Thank you.
And the way we can look at it from the cancer registry, just so you know, what we collect in the registry is where people live at the time of their diagnosis. We don't have any information in the registry about occupational history or anything like that. So what we could do is look at place of residence related to diagnosis, okay? And we can work with you to look at the areas that you're concerned about. Yeah.
Okay.
We collect information on every case of cancer diagnosed in California.
So I guess my concern would be the limitations of the data, I'm not meaning to be rude or anything, but I think it's pretty evident that the data of the cancer registry, you know, we're just limited because it doesn't take into account people who live in different areas, and it also doesn't include people who happen to work in a certain area and spend 10, 12 hours a day there. So I guess it is very hard to prove a cancer cluster because people work in an area and they disperse out. And I just hope that the general public is aware of the limitations of the data. But I do appreciate your help in this.
So what we do, just so you know, as we said with the school-based concern, if there's something going on at a school, you would look at the community first like we did. Often, if there's something going on with the school, you might see something in the community. There are ways to do occupational-based cancer concerns, looking at a specific work site that can be done. What we have done, like Dr. Wooten said and Dr. Lyman said, is the first step, and we're here tonight to hear what other things we need to do to address the concerns in the community.
Thank you.
I forgot to say I have a cancer survivor.
Good for you.
First of all, I'd like to thank Dr. Wooten and Mr. and Mrs. Guadalene for this, and all the people on the panel there, to give all these people in town an opportunity to have their questions and stress somewhat relieved in some cases and increased in others. But be able to get their questions answered. You know, I'm not from Carlsbad, but I have a passion against cancer, and I really believe in preventing it big time. And I noticed that map out there that Mr. and Ms. Quarterlane, I guess, made. It showed one side of the school there with those electric lines that this man over here is talking about his concern, and I think that's a valid concern. I mean, I've heard rumors about leukemia and that for 20 years, 25 years. I mean, and I lost two people in my family with leukemia, and one survived, different types. And by the way, dear, that leiomyosarcoma is a really tough one. My sister has it. She worked in the medical field her whole life, and she's battling that right now. It's a really tough one. The Moores Cancer Center over there in La Jolla has a wonderful family library resource center where you can go over there, and they have all kinds of information on the walls over there. And pamphlets free, everything's free. They have a lot of medical students who are going on to be wanting to be doctors, whatnot. And they are a resource for all kinds of questions. They have free computers. They help you do the research and get whatever you can get on whatever cancer you're thinking about, whatever they have on it. But getting back to the Kelly School, you know, you really do have to think about the carpeting. I mean, you know, these things are economic and political and cost money, blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you, a lot of carpeting, I don't even know if it has carpeting. I haven't been there. Carpeting, you have to pay extra money to get carpeting without cancer-causing chemicals in it. Our country makes over maybe 100,000 chemicals, and the very majority of them don't even have a test to see if they're safe for us. I just wanted to, check all the equipment in the kitchen. Is it aluminum you're feeding the children from?
So,
formaldehyde.
Here's what I'd like to ask is that you may have a long list of things that you'd like to have tested, but it would be better for just time efficiency for you to hold on, and we'll ask you to ask your questions directly, because I know there are a few more people and the hour is getting late.
Well, so
you mentioned the rugs and the
aluminum,
et cetera.
Cookware, if that's what they're using.
Okay.
The formaldehyde in the paneling. And then a whole bunch of stuff came in from China with bad stuff in the walls, too.
Okay.
I don't know if you people know about that.
Thank you very much. Let me take a question over here.
My question is to Dr. Roach. I would like to know how many inter-district transfer requests you have received from parents at Kelly School as a function of the analysis that this group has been put together over the last 6 months. And thank you very much.
Okay, let's see, the gentleman in the black shirt in the back, and then I'll take you.
Well, I've heard a lot of people speaking tonight, and I really appreciate the panel for being here. My name is Rick Blanchard. I'm a proud resident of 178.1. I know statistics mean a lot. I'm actually an engineer. I use statistics every day. But there's one statistic that stands out, and that's the number of children who've gotten sick and who died at Kelly School. And I think at the core of everybody, all the other statistics means nothing. It's about our children. And that statistic alone should justify the testing of the soil, the air, and the indoor quality of the air. Now, I don't know how many people were here earlier. I came a little bit late. But imagine there's around 200 people, plus the panel up here, plus our law enforcement officers back there. This isn't the only meeting as well. And I believe this meeting was 3 hours long. The testing is not as expensive as this meeting. So I understand. I understand there's due process in certain things, but in this case, I think that the specific reason for the children who've gotten sick at the Kelly School is enough to justify the process and just cut right to the chase. If we get it tested, we know what we got. There are professional companies out there that know how to do the process. I saw Nilly Willy was mentioned earlier. They know how to do it. Let's pay them and get them on staff, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that was a statement. I don't know if you need an answer, but I think it's been heard. Okay.
Shouldn't somebody respond to that?
Is there a response? So what he said is he would present it to the board as a recommendation that is coming from the audience. That has to go to the board is what I'm hearing you say. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
My name is Bart Ziegler. I'm from Solana Beach. I'm a toxicologist trained at UC Chemistry and then Community Environmental Medicine at UC Irvine. And I was asked to come here by Francine Busby and Travis to see what I could be of any help to you guys. I'm really impressed with the transparency in this country and in this room that we wouldn't see anywhere else. I understand the concern for hysteria that happens once the seed is planted. And I'd like to, I'm really impressed with Dr. Lyman's studies and his discourse, very impressive. I guess you're only as good as your data collection. And would there be any, this is sort of a rhetorical question, but is there any way that the group that Travis has put together can be of assistance to you, Dr. Lyman, in terms of gathering data? And I understand the confidentiality problems, but if there's a way that there can be more, if they can be of use for more immediate and more relevant data gathering, number one, and I guess that's it.
I will address the data gathering issue. After the last community forum, we went back and when we launched the website, there is a capability on the county's website, CarlsbadCancerConcerns.com, for Carlsbad community members to go in and complete a survey gathering the specific information. You're absolutely right. The data is only as good as the information that we received, and we need specific variables, information about people's names, their date of birth, the date they were diagnosed, where they live, how long they've had the cancer. So we need those specific informations. As you will recall, Dr. Lyman talked about over 120 cases, I believe, of the data that was provided that we gathered from Mr. Quarteroni didn't have all of the necessary components for them to verify if they had it already in their database. So we have that capability on our website, and we will continue to work with the community. So far, and it's been up, only two people have actually come to our website. We know that a lot of people are going to Mr. Quarteroni's website, and we have requested that there be a linkage so that we can divert people to the county's website so we can collect accurate information to provide to the cancer registry.